It's November 25th, 2016. It's Friday, about 5 p.m. I'm going to be putting on my headlamp pretty soon. Coming up the grade here on my high desert hike. Did about a 6-hour hike today. And I laid down for 30 minutes. What I want to say is it's taken me a long time. It's been almost 2 weeks since I had the anesthetic, and since then there's been no radiance, no throbbing in that right chest node area, and quite the contrary, really for some hours on this hike, I felt a connection from the center of my brain down through my throat into my thymus gland and brachial plexus, and almost like sending signals from my head down into that area. And there's been a great deal of burning and pain in my thymus gland and in the tissue. The brachial plexus tissue, maybe in a 2-inch radius around the thymus gland. What was interesting is when I had the anesthetic, and then the days afterwards, I didn't really feel that much pain in my head or in my thyroid or in my thymus or a sense of, you know, some of the dramatic sensations of detachment of my nerves from these glands. Nothing like that, but in some ways, this was worse. I don't know what's changed about me. I think my body mind, it knows that I'm dying. I'm getting older, and it's time to bring some of this quest, some of this process to closure, or some closure. And, to have, as I've mentioned, two nights before my dental appointment, I had like a collapse of my consciousness. I was asleep. I was lying down in bed and I was just drifting into sleep. It was after 2 a.m. I think it was around 4 a.m. And it was just like this cord of being between my head and my chest. And my self-identity was imploding upon it, primarily in my head. And it was the same function, much of the same mechanism that was at work that evening in July of 1994. Where I also there had a sensation of imploding upon myself, and with tremendous fear spiking up out of my heart, anchoring my attention to my body and my heart. And it was the same thing, but this one was not quite so decisive and wrenching, but I think equally capable of affecting a permanent change in my consciousness. And the difference being this time is that I felt there was a cord, a thread into my heart that was a part of this collapse. And so I would be, this aspect of my consciousness that resides in my head or as localized, centered about my head, would be destroyed. It would be, you know, the illusion would be lifted. The veil would be lifted. That's basically the people who have done it. It's kind of like, you know, you awaken to a new mode, and it's permanent. And I didn't let that happen. You know, I've never had that experience before. The positive aspect of it, let me pause this a second. All right, get my headlamp on. You know, just like that evening in November of 94, and this other, you know, experience, it was, let me put a date on it. It's going to be the 26th tomorrow. It's the 19th last Saturday. It'll be the 12th the Saturday before that. So Saturday, November 12th. And it appears that my major experiences have all been in the fall. October, November. At least a lot of them. But what should lead you to perhaps trust this, that this is a higher wisdom operating, is that it happened spontaneously and when you're sleeping, as the descending force came through me in November, I believe, November of 1994, and as this opportunity arose in me also, you know, that was when I was fully sleeping. This time I had just gone to bed and I felt light and happy and pretty free, and which are all auspicious, you know, those were auspicious feelings, and this just came out of nowhere. But much weaker. And, you know, I don't really know what to say. You know, it makes me believe that this is absolutely natural and part of a developmental process. But, my God, you know, in terms of weight and potency, I mean, this would have been enlightenment for the weaklings. You know, the other one I had was like, you know, fire and brimstone, you know, like being a world, you know, shaking the world. This one is just more of a personal enlightenment. You know, it's not, definitely not the power to change the course of history or save a life or transmit cosmic consciousness to everyone around me. You know, it's just, no, it would just be kind of a personal resolution to my dilemma. And so now, you know, 2 days later, or, you know, the 36 hours later, I was, you know, they're getting injections in the dentist office, and what it did, which is more disturbing than anything I've had, or it's different, and in a way it's as disturbing, I felt, because that had been preceded by weeks of some throbbing and activity in that right heart node area, next, you know, beneath and below your right nipple area. And something was going on, clearly. And then after the injection, I might have had some mild burning in my head, but nothing dramatic. But what was dramatic is I felt that my emotional connection to my being had been ripped out of me. I was, and I've been that way for 2 weeks now, largely disconnected from who I am and without emotional peace, without tranquility, a sort of a bitterness and a harshness and an anger. And I've gained weight, and I've, you know, haven't, I didn't feel like exercising for a week. Because that just enlivens my body mind, and I really felt like I just had to do some deep, I don't know, deep cleaning or something, and lots of sleep and a lot of eating. But I think I used some phrase, you know, sabotaged or undermined my etheric body. And I think there's certainly some truth to that. I haven't felt this disconnected from my being in a long time. I mean, I don't know, maybe not ever. And this is just different. And along with it was kind of like, I just felt like my whole being collapse. Like just aging rapidly out of the blue. I'm not sure if that's, you know, entirely visible. But that's how I felt. I feel that, you know, I feel that way. We'll see how it goes, but I feel like I've fallen off a cliff. And so in some sense, God, this higher power, has been keeping me alive to, I guess, reveal, you know, share information about my experience with others, but I guess primarily it's been just to get to a place where I can know God before I die. And I have willfully, by allowing more anesthetic to be injected into me, I have willfully cut off this avenue again. My hope, you know, all this burning I feel in my brachial plexus and thymus gland, that's because I feel my body, mind trying to cohere. I feel there's like a point, maybe, oh, I don't know, a foot, maybe a foot in front of me, that my heart, you know, and my mind, brain, you know, my chest and brain are kind of focused on that. I mean, it's kind of like I'm bringing the two together, but it's sort of in a, to create this beam from the two of them coming out of my chest. And I feel that being a sort of a focal point, but you can't radiate, you can't transmit, and I can't, my consciousness cannot, it appears to not be able to collapse upon itself without some degree of higher, you know, vibrational functioning, higher subtle energy functioning within me. And I've trashed it again. So we'll see how long it takes. I imagine that a marker for me for preparing for another opportunity to have my consciousness to collapse, my self-consciousness to implode upon itself, and you know, like a, and like, you know, night gives way to day, you know, awaken in a new, brighter condition. But that the marker that would precede that is possibly this throbbing and kind of pain in my right node, my right heart, you know, nipple node area. Not the nipple, but underneath it, down below it, and below it an inch and beneath it an inch. So, you know, diagonal, maybe an inch and a half, two or more, inch and three quarters away from that nipple. Let's see. Yeah. Or even 2 inches. And I don't think that whatever that nipple area, whatever that right node was doing, it seems to be not able to do it right now. And it's directly attributable to the anesthetic. Over and out.